This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, November 12, 2021, and here are the headlines. Mayor Sara Duterte took her oath as a member of Lakas CMD, a party established by former President Fidel Ramos. Yesterday morning, she tendered her resignation as head of Humpong ng Pagbabago, as announced by the party spokesman, Anthony Del Rosario. In other news, around 9,000 families were evacuated by the Davao City Disaster and Rescue Teams to temporary shelters due to flooding after the Davao River overflowed, caused by torrential rains on November 10. The total number was based on the partial list obtained from the city's Social Welfare and Development. Meanwhile, the Criminal and Investigation and Detection Group 11, or CIDG, urged individuals to come to their office and file a complaint against REPA or Pera Paluwagan administrators following the recent apprehension of 5 alleged administrators. In an interview yesterday at their office, CIDG 11 Chief Lieutenant Colonel Dave Mejia said more or less 25 individuals have filed a complaint at their office who joined the REPA scheme. Last Saturday, November 6, a case for violation of syndicated estafa, which is non-bailable, and violation of Section 28 of Securities and Exchange Commission were filed against them. They are now under the custody of Santa Ana Police Station. In business, Emperador Incorporated, the largest global brandy company, owning the world's iconic and best-selling brandy, Emperador Brandy, saw normalized net profit to owners grow by 35% year-on-year to 7.9 billion pesos in the first 9 months of 2021, while revenues rose by 11% to 38.4 billion pesos. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.